Okay, we're back with Dion, ESPN Prime. You can catch him at Who Cares Dion on Twitter, part of SL2K Bangout. So I wanted to quickly touch on each of your teammates, just, you know, to show my gratitude for you coming on tonight, and definitely shout out more of your team numbers. This segment's going to be more dedicated to the stat leaderboards and the standings. But let's start with Bangout here. We're going to touch on Boogie real quick here because he hasn't played as many games. But in the four games he has played, he's been pretty much a beast. 22.7 points per game, shooting 62%, both two-point and three-point percentage. 1.5 rebounds, 4.8 assists. So really big numbers for Boogie. Only the four games, though, so it's a pretty small sample size. So we'll keep it moving. Big Face Hunnits, we talked about him before. He's the captain of the team, the owner of the team for season two. He's got 12 games logged so far as of the last data entry round. 22.8 points per game, so a really high scoring average there, shooting 81%. Only 20% from three, but not a volume three-point shooter, only shoots them here and there. We have 1.8 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and a little under a steal and under a block per game for Big Face Hunnits. You talked about him a little bit in terms of his gameplay and his presence on the mic, so we can move on from him. We'll talk a little bit about your other teammates here. Dre Smooth is another one of your bang-out teammates. He's got five games played, 14.2 points per game, 4.6 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and 1.5 steals, along with 1.5 blocks. Have you played with Dre Smooth yet, Dion?
I played one or two games with Dre.
Okay, have you had any impressions of his gameplay? Anything you want to talk about in terms of how he was on the court?
He brings that inside the paint offense for us whenever we get in trouble. If I can't get to the paint, he's there. And he's also, I believe he's a rebounder, so he also helps on the board when I can't get the rebounds too.
Excellent, excellent. So we have what are those? That's the gamer tag you'll catch in the box scores for Bang Out. He's got a little bit more logged here, so a good sample size. 14 games played. He's over 10 points per game. He's shooting plus 60% in both mid-range and long-range shooting. 2 rebounds per game. Over 15 assists per game. We touched on him being top 5 in the assist category for week 1. So he's dropping dimes everywhere. He's over 1.8 steals per game as well. So he's doing work all over the court. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to play with what are those. So tell me a little bit about your impression of his game.
He's a special guy, you know. He sees the court amazing. I mean, amazing. And the thing about him is, when I first joined the team, me and him connected automatically, like the pick and pop, the pick and roll, like he understood everything. And he's special on our team. Like, he's bringing that special, like, dedication, seeing the floor, getting everyone involved. So he's a special guy right there.
Well, that's great feedback. Definitely some high praise for what are those. He's putting up big numbers, so definitely attest to what you're talking about. We have LL King Joe. He's got 14 games logged, 13.5 points per game, 65% from the field, over 50% from deep. He is grabbing some boards at 7 per game. He's got 4 assists per game, 1.5 steals, 7 blocks. So Joe's playing a good all-around game for Bangout. Can you talk a little bit about Joe and what he brings to the table?
Me and Joe are actually like the Twin Towers in the paint when it comes to defense, because I play with Joe a lot and we practice a lot. Like, we play little one-on-ones, give each other feedbacks and stuff like that. And he's actually a rim protector rebounder. So, like, whenever I need help on defense, I would just come to him like, hey, what do you do for this or that? Or I'll help him on offense like, hey, you should do this and you get open. Because, like I said earlier, he brings that defense, I bring that offense, so we help each other become better on a court.
Nice. So a good complimentary big man duo there. That's pretty cool. I'll definitely be checking that out on the streams in the future for Bangout. So let's move right along. We'll go into the stats and the leaders for week one here in the SL2K. Let's start with the PS4 standings. We have Northwoods, 25-0. Amazing start for Northwoods. That's Willie PS4's team. You can catch him at iWillie. B PS4 on Twitter and at @SL2K_Northwoods. So they're the leader on the PS4 side right now. We had Hunt Search also with 25 wins logged through week one data entry. Cool Breeze was undefeated at the time of week one data entry at 24-0. I believe they've taken a loss since we did the entry there for week one. Pop Out's another strong team, 22-1. And CMB registered an undefeated week one at 20-0. So those are some notable teams, the top five there on the PS4 side. Have you seen anything specifically from any of those teams, or have you seen on Twitter any news about any PS4 teams or Northwoods or Hunt Search? I'm sure you've seen a little bit about Hunt Search. They talk a lot on Twitter. So tell me a little bit about what you've seen in terms of any of those teams I've mentioned in the records they're putting up.
I see a lot of those teams. Like any top team, I see them because they're always posting things about like their bot score, and they actually those high teams, I notice they retweet everyone else stuff. Like they are, they are helping other people be better and stuff like that. And I noticed they're doing well. So,
oh, that's an interesting point that you notice the top teams are the most engaged on Twitter, the most, you know, we're going to have the tour rankings coming out, the Twitter engagement rating that we came up with and invented. For SL2K, and we're gonna rank every team's activity. So you guys will see that tonight, actually, after we wrap up this pod. I'll be working on that. So you guys will see the activity rating. So we'll see if that matches up to what Dion is talking about here. He claims that the most, you know, active teams are the ones with the best records, and I think that makes a lot of sense. Of course, they want to be shining with their, you know, their good marks and their good win-loss standings records there. So definitely want to see them on Twitter and everybody on Twitter. Really, that's how the league functions, and we want to see everybody supporting each other, whether you're high in the standings or low in the standings. So that's a great point by Dion there. So let's move right along. We can go to the Xbox side. I'm sure you're a little bit more familiar with some of the Xbox teams and checking out their streams and stuff like that. So we have AM, Always Mistaken. We brought them up earlier. They're the champs. They were 20-0 at the time of the week one data entry, undefeated. They set the record last year. 30-0 was the start that they got off to in season one. So we'll see if they can duplicate or improve on that for this season two here. They have the MVP on their roster, Ink My Swag. So he's looking to follow up his MVP season. He's got a hunger about himself as he goes into season two on to prove that it wasn't a fluke. They have a great team full of talent everywhere. AM Juan, great point guard. They have, you know, great team of players. J-Rock just shoots lights out. I saw him put up over 100 in a walk-on game in season one. So there's no doubt that he can fill it up. OTB Gaming came in undefeated also at 20-0. That's @SL2K, OTB2K Gaming on Twitter. Always Mistaken can be found @SL2K_AM. So those are two must-follow teams in the SL2K League that are undefeated on the Xbox side. Mo Money Team was also undefeated at 15-0. No Jumper from Mr. Breakabeezy, shout out to him, longtime SL2K supporter. 11-0 for them at the time of data entry. And a couple of outliers there, Dig Deep Sports and Oilers were undefeated at 6-0. We had Exclusive Gods, 21-1. So that's a really good win percentage there. You guys remember the top four teams is who qualifies on each side for the playoffs. So it's only week one now. It's a little too early to say, you know, what's going on or who, you know, the best teams are in terms of top four on each side or who's going to finish there. But kind of get an early indication here of who's jumping out of the gates quick. Always Mistaken was expected. OTBs, you know, definitely came in making a lot of noise and had a reputation. So they're, you know, following that up with a great start on SL2K in their debut season. Mo Money Team was the leader in the preseason in the amount of wins and the win percentage. So they're coming right back into the season, you know, doing the same thing, winning games. So definitely expect those teams to continue. I'm looking at Exclusive Gods there at 21-1. That's a pretty darn good start there and still striving. I want to shout out them too, 19-1. That's a great start too for Killer Dub's team. Killadub26 on Twitter. Definitely check him out and the Still Striving squad. So Dion, you know, if you want to talk a little bit about what you've seen on the Xbox side or any matchups that you would like to be, you know, pitted against with your bang out squad, any of those teams that I mentioned, you know, strike your fancy in terms of teams you want to play.
It's been a lot of great competition early, you know, and everyone's not surprised about Always Mistaken because they are the champ for a reason. So I'm not surprised with that. All the other teams are doing a great job with their early starts, you know, but like you said, it's only week one. It's a long season. Matchup I would like to do is, well, our whole team would like to play 2K God Plan because we played them as a preseason game and we didn't have our actual roster, but we wanted to try them out anyway because I heard there was a new team and we took a loss to them actually the first time and a walk-on, which was all right. So we've been trying to work on trying to get a matchup with them again, actually play an actual regular season game. And I haven't seen much about any other team on matchup because that's not my area. You know, I'm just a rookie.
Right, right. Definitely got you. Got where you're coming from there. That's cool to know. I wasn't aware of the little matchup beef between God's Plan and Bang Out. That'll be cool to watch if you guys can get that rolling. We're actually going to have God's Plan on the podcast next week, so I'll definitely bring that up. I'll ask him about the Bang Out matchup, and we can try to make sure that happens for both your teams. That'll be great for the league, and we'll look forward to you guys clashing there. So I want to spend a couple of minutes for certain going over the league leaders that were posted at SL2K Stats, SL2K underscore stats. Definitely follow that page. That's where you get all the info regarding our league leaders. Just so everybody's aware kind of how the process works for that. I do all the logging for every player in the league and every team. So I'm spending all week on it. I do it in my spare time. If you guys want any of the numbers, I can personally give them to you. I have them all accessible to me, you know, pretty much always, except, you know, when I'm at my job or away from my house. So definitely hit me up on Twitter. Let me know if you want any of the personal numbers. I can always give them to you. And we want you to promote them. We want you to take those numbers and go make posts from your team page or from your personal page and promote your brand, promote yourself and your growth in the 2K community, and use those numbers as a vehicle to do that. So let's go through them real quick here. We got the blocks per game. Keep It Moist, 21, 4.2 blocks per game. 2G Reflex, who's been putting up some amazing numbers early in the season. Shout out to him. 3.8. Made and Dade, 251. That's 3.1 blocks per game. 2K Weapon is on that list in the top five, 2.5. And Will I Am Great at 2.7. So shout out to the top five in blocks there. Also want to shout out LJ Boy, 04. He's our current Defensive Player of the Year from season one, and he's on that list as well at number nine. 2.3 blocks per game. And also shout to Dion, our guest on the podcast today, with 2.3 blocks, tied for 10th in that category with LJ and God Soldier and Tigas. So shout out to everybody who made the list. I think I forgot Zubu Mufu at 2.5 there, so shout out to him too. Definitely doing a good job anchoring the paint. All those guys, that's a big category for every team, is getting that rim protection. Let's go into the rebounds. Rebounds per game, we have 2G Reflex at 19.9. That's pretty crazy throughout a week of action there. So great numbers for him, almost 20 boards per game. The other members above 15 are Will I Am Great, Keep It Moist, and Maiden Date. So some recognizable names from the first list that we shared. The blocks and the rebounds, getting some synchronicity there going between those members that made those respective lists. So let's check out the steals. We'll move right along to the steals. Over two a game for AM Juan, who we touched on from the champ Always Mistaken. Killamiz at 2.1, and German Gambino, shout out to him, from the center position. He's got two steals per game, so he's doing a great job there. We'll move on to the three-point leaders. Shout to my teammate, Pigeon Koo 2K. He's got 132 makes in 20 games so far, so that's pretty crazy, shooting 75%. You can find, you know, the other shooters at SL2K Stats. The assist leaders, I Willie, at 20 per game for Northwoods. We talked about them being an undefeated team. Definitely have a catalyst at point guard helping do that work there. Sleepy and King Antonio over 16 a game, and Dat Boy Rob over 16 a game as well. So crazy numbers in the assist category. And finally, our points leaders, Screwhead 2K at 32.7 per game, Aries at 30.9, and Super Broly at 28. Shout out to Seldom Seen, who was one game short, but would have had a 40-point per game average. He would have been leading that list. So thank you again, Dion, for coming on today. We touched on everything, and I appreciate you being on. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Check out the SL2K podcast on Anchor. We're coming right back with more. Thanks again. Hey, what up, though? Welcome to the SL2K podcast. I'm Prophecy, commissioner of SL2K Pro-Am. You can reach us at SL2K Pro-Am on Twitter. I am joined today by a very special guest, ESPN Prime, one of our top draft picks in the SL2K draft this season. He's known on Twitter as Who Cares Dion. You can catch him at Who Cares Dion, all one word. So how you doing tonight, Dion? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Definitely appreciate all your support of the league and participation so far and all the sharing of all the league contents. You've definitely been a very good member for us, and I hope you're having a fun time this season so far. So what we're going to cover today on this podcast is we're going to talk a little bit about SL2K Bangout. That's Dion's team. He's the center for SL2K Bangout. You can catch them at SL2K underscore Bangout, all one word. We're going to talk about some personal numbers for Dion and some of his accomplishments in this first week so far of SL2K Season 2. We're going to talk about some league coverage, too. We're going to go into the stat leaderboards, the standings a little bit. So we're going to touch on a lot of things with Dion today. Glad you guys are joining us. So let's begin with Bangout here. They're 13-2 through the Week 1 data entry logs. I know you guys have probably played a few more games since then, so you can go ahead and update me on your record if necessary there. But they're owned by Big Face Hunteds as of right now. Big Face's Twitter handle is Big Face Hunteds with two N's and two Z's. So definitely check him out. And Boogie is the co-owner. He's also an admin in SL2K, so they have some great leadership over at Bangout. They were a Season 1 team that carried over and was invited back to Season 2. So tell me a little bit about Bangout and your experience so far, Dion, and how it's been fitting in with your new team.
It's actually been great, you know, because I ran with Face and Boogie way before Season 2 started, and they were trying to get me to be a free agent, but I was like, no, I was just going to draft, and we had, like, some good talks. And then it turned out they actually drafted me because they really wanted me that bad. And everything's been great, honestly, because, like, the chemistry is so good because everyone is getting along and we're communicating so well. Though two losses we had, it was at the beginning because we had some bad communication and we also had the wrong lineup, but we were still trying to figure things out. But, like, my experience so far have been great. Just try to do what a rookie does, you know?
Most definitely. So talk a little bit more about that and being a rookie and coming into a team where it's kind of established already and Bangout's had some success in league play already and they're a notable team in our community. So talk a little bit about what you're trying to do in terms of being kind of the new face and just fitting in. And is there anything specific, like, on the court gameplay-wise that you try to do playing with your new teammates?
I try to make everyone better. Like, I understand that I am a top scorer. I know I am. I'm a scoring archetype, so I expect to score a lot. But I try to get everyone open and see what they don't see, because as a big man, you see the court different from a guard or something like that. So I try to bring that offense mentality to the court, because Joe, who I often play with, is another big man for us. He brings that defense to our team. So we work together just trying to go on offense, defense. Like, we're just communicating so much, and I just try to bring that spirit on offense to get everyone going.
No question. I mean, seems like you guys have had success so far. You got off to a great start early in the season, so the fitting in doesn't seem to have been a hard part for you guys as you have started your season. So tell me a bit about the leadership on Bangout and how it's been in terms of your experience dealing with Big Face and Boogie so far as kind of leaders of the team and the captains of the team.
It's been great, honestly, because whenever we were down or were down on ourselves, they was always there to pick us back up, because I remember one game we were actually down by 15 at halftime and we came back and won because Face was there to lift us all up because we was all getting down on ourselves, making bad plays, and he was just there being that leader, stepping up, telling us, okay, let's just relax. We got this. We still have a whole half and all that. So they've been very positive with the season so far. So it's been great having them as my owner and captain, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, that speaks to their status as admins in the league. As far as Boogie is concerned, Boogie's a leader in a leadership role with SL2K, you know, helping make decisions and discussing important league topics. So I'm sure he brings a lot of that to the table with Bang Out when he has a chance to run with you guys, and certainly has imparted some of his tips and wisdom to Face in terms of taking over as the owner of the team for season two. So you guys have a great system in place, most certainly. You guys have an awesome logo. The branding's great. You know, the whole thing with Bang Out's been really enjoyable. They're a fun team to follow. Again, for the listeners, you can catch them at SL2K_Bang Out. So, you know, easy to catch them on Twitter posting, you know, their streams when they go out on the court, and you can catch Dion making his first trip through the SL2K gauntlet. So let's talk a little bit more about Dion's numbers personally. For the followers, again, it's at Who Cares Dion, also known as ESPN Prime on the box scores when you check them out on Bang Out's feed. So I'll cover his stats so far through the early going. It's 23.5 points per game, which is pretty incredible for, you know, a new player fitting into a new system. The shooting percentages are off the charts, 86 and 63 for Dion. 9.8 rebounds per game, so he's right on the cusp of the 20 and 10 double-double. I'm sorry, 4 assists per game, 1 steal, and almost 2.5 blocks. So you look at the totality of those numbers, you're looking at a potential all-star in Dion. You're looking at certainly a justifiable top overall selection in our league in terms of the draft and where he was taken. There was also an error I wanted to address in the league leaders as far as Dion. There was a small clerical issue where the games played weren't tabulated correctly. So I do apologize about that. It was the only team that this happened with for this, you know, particular week in the logging. I do make, you know, the occasional mistake when I'm doing the logs. It's 400 players. It's, you know, 50 teams. So it's definitely a lot to keep up with. And I do my best and, you know, take precise as possible, but I did leave out Dion from Bang Out. He should have been 10th in the blocks at 2.3 points blocks per game. That would have qualified him for 10th on that ranking with LJ and the other 2.3 blocks per game leaders there. So I do apologize about that, and I'll certainly work hard in the future to avoid those types of mistakes. I also wanted to point out that what are those from Bang Out? He's a 5th currently in assists per game at 15. So he was accidentally left off that list too, and those were errors that I have now corrected, and definitely wanted to address that on the podcast and make sure they got the acclaim and credit that they were due. So definitely congrats on that, Dion. You're top 10 in blocks per game through your first week in SL2K. So if you could talk a little bit about the defensive end and what you bring to the table in terms of your build and your position and what you try to do to help your team defensively.
I bring the more of a Ben Wallace mentality because I am 7'3", but I'm also a post score stretch, so I don't have that defense attribute that my other teammates have. So I have to work 3 times as hard to be able to make the blocks, get the rebound, get the steal, because I know other centers who are rim protector rebounders or rebounder post score, and they're bigger than me. So I bring that mentality where I have to play smarter. So I have to outsmart them in the paint, on the outside, everywhere, because I know I'm not as strong as they are, and I don't also have the defense badges that they have. So I try to put in more smart in my game on defense than just actually letting the badges do everything.
Yeah, no question. So tell me a little bit about your build in terms of what badges you do have and what maybe that you're lacking that some of the other centers have that you don't have when you're talking about not having kind of the build and the badges equipped to have that kind of impact, but you bring the IQ and you make up for it in other areas. So can you tell me any specific badges that you don't have maybe that might hurt you in terms of being a center, but that you make up for with your IQ that other centers have?
Well, being a stretch post score, one badge that does take away my game is Hustle Rebounder, because I only get that on bronze, so it can take a lot off compared to another center who has it on silver, gold, or even Hall of Fame, because it can make a big difference on the board as being a big man. So that's one of the biggest flaw I find, which is really hard to do. Or for example, defensive stopper also, I don't have that badge at all. So I have to work harder on like the spin around, the drop steps, and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Those are great points. You being a stretch build, and those are definitely specific badges that would hurt you in terms of being on the interior, but you're still pulling down, you know, nearly double digit rebounds. So that speaks to your IQ and boxing out and making the right play with your intelligence on the court. And you got 4 assists per game as well. So you're definitely reading plays, like you mentioned and talked about, out of the post, or when you catch the ball, you know, in the short corner, you're making those right reads, and you're doing a good job facilitating for your team. So that talks to all your points about IQ and having a good mindset and being aware on the court of what's going on at all times, and, you know, having a high focus level. So that's pretty exceptional, especially for a rookie player. You're also at 2.2 blocks per game, like we talked about as well. So do you have any you don't have any badges that would impact that, right? You're missing the hustle rebounder. You don't have any athletic stuff. So those blocks, that's pretty good for a stretch. I mean, I don't know too many stretches in the league that are putting up those kind of numbers. So definitely kudos on that. So tell me a little bit about, as we go into the next topic here, just your experience so far, just with SL2K in general. Tell me a little bit about how you've seen it from like a social media perspective, and just in your dealings with members of the league. Tell me a little bit about what your impression is of the league so far, and how you feel about it through this season too so far.
I've seen a lot of positive things on social media, a lot of, especially from No Mistake, because I understood that they was the league champions from season 1. And I gave prop to them because I saw one of the Batman. I can't remember his name exactly, but I know he won the MVP, I believe, or something like that. And yeah, I gave him props. I give everyone love, because at the end of the day, this is just a game, and we're just here for the positive 5. So I try to give that positive 5 to everybody, and just try to be more of a family person to everyone, because at the end of the day, we're all still friends, and that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, no question. That's the mentality and the mission of the league, is to be positive and to be supportive and to use our platform to its maximum optimization and to get everybody exposure. And you're doing a great job. And I definitely saw those, you know, early remarks this season of you giving credit to Ink. That's who you were referring to, Ink My Swag, the MVP of season 1. So that was cool of you to kind of address him and reach out to him early in the preseason as you guys were getting ready to go. And that'll always be reciprocated right back too. And, you know, most of the people that we have in the league, it's just like you said, it's a family mentality, and we understand the goals that everybody has, and we want to work to be a part of everybody achieving them. And you're a part of that too now. You're a part of the SL2K family. So definitely appreciate you being on board, and, you know, welcome to the league on behalf of everybody and the leadership staff. And I hope you have a great season 2 with Bang Out. If you want to stick around, we can take this to a part 2, and we can talk about some of the league leaders. I was going to hit on that, and I'd love for you to join me for that if you're cool to stick around and talk some stats.
All right, that sounds wonderful, man.
Excellent, cool. So we're going to stick around with Dion here. You can catch him at Who Cares Dion again on Twitter, so definitely give him a follow and give him a shout on Twitter. You can catch his team at SL2K_Bangout. That's SL2K Bangout, the team that Dion plays for and was drafted to. So we're going to take this to a part 2, and we're going to go over some of the league leaders here. So definitely stick with us, and appreciate you tuning into the SL2K podcast.